We all like to find ways to focus on leading a healthy lifestyle. We search out health foods, join the gym, and want to breathe clean air. But what about the health of the soil that grows that healthy food? As FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, some valley farmers are turning their focus to the health of their soil in an effort to use less water and help clean up the air.
15 years ago, tractors could be heard at Sano Farms near Firebaugh on any given day. Now the sound of tractors is rare. That's because the 4,000-acre tomato and almond farm has almost stopped running tractors altogether. Farm manager Jesse Sanchez says he once thought it was a good idea to disc soil often.
Years ago, I used to have 28 tractors working. This year, when two, three tractors, I do all the work.
Did you sell all your old tractors, or were you leasing them?
We sold them. We don't want to see them no more.
Right? Sanchez has experimented with ideas to enhance soil health for 15 years. He tills a lot less, plants cover crops like mustard greens when tomatoes aren't in season, and he buries drip tape so plants have a direct water source. The result? He uses a third less water, uses 75% less diesel to fuel tractors, and he cut back on fertilizers. And according to the California Department of Food and Agriculture, his farm could be a model for other growers. Sanchez and USDA soil scientist Tony Rolfs are measuring the soil's health by piercing the ground with a metal tube.
You see the soil? It's not compacted.
You're smelling the soil. What do you smell?
One of the tests for soil health is the actual smell.
Oh, how is soil supposed to smell?
You like the smell.
Soil smells like potting mix.
Yeah. If it's bad soil health, you get a sour, putrid smell.
But why is soil health so important? Won't a seed just grow once planted? Well, not exactly. Sanchez says the healthier soil is, the greater chance plants have to thrive. They produce more and even yield tastier fruits and veggies. At Sano Farms, soil organic matter has grown from about 0.5% to 3%. That's the living part of soil that turns dying plants into minerals needed by growing plants.
It's like when you have plenty good bacteria in your stomach, you digest the food a lot better. Same thing with the soil. More bacteria that you have is going to give you better results.
There are also environmental benefits of boosting soil health, like the soil holding more water and improving air quality. Too much carbon in the air is a bad thing, but in soil, it's a plus. That's why Sanchez doesn't fallow his farm during the off-season. By using a cover crop, carbon is sucked out of the atmosphere and captured in the soil year-round. UC Cooperative Extension Crop System Specialist Jeff Mitchell says a change to this kind of farming can be difficult.
A real part of the challenge for California farms is that the high-value nature of the production systems, the crops themselves, and some difficult challenges in terms of the great diversity of the crops.
It's not just large-scale farmers that have utilized climate-friendly farming techniques. Retired organic farmer Tom Willie used similar approaches on his farm in Madera and says it's important the general public understands why soil health is so important.
It's the survival of our species. I mean, the soil is the thin skin of the earth that we all exist on. Our lives are bound up in the health and the productivity of the soil.
This kind of farming isn't widely accepted, although many farmers have some kind of healthy soils practice in play. That's because many can't necessarily afford to change their practices all at once. It took both Sanchez and Willie 15 years or more to get where they're at today. But that could change with the help of the state. CDFA Deputy Secretary Jenny Lester Moffitt says the state has allotted $7.5 million to incentivize farmers to further improve soil health and to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
This is a great opportunity to allow us to build up a program to work with growers on incentivizing these practices and hopefully make the case for more funding.
The program will hopefully start in January. Growers will have the opportunity to get soil health-related farm projects funded, and the CDFA hopes to set up a few sample projects with the funding to help convince farmers that the investment is worth it. This is a big win for air quality, says Renata Brillinger with the California Climate and Agriculture Network. Her group backs the Healthy Soils Initiative and lobbied for the project. She hopes more farmers will apply more climate-friendly techniques to their farms.
We'd like to see it grow, but we also look forward to seeing what the appropriate level is depending on the demand. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg question.
Back on the farm, Jesse Sanchez and Tony Rolfs are testing soil health in another field covered with mustard greens. Rolfs running through a checklist he uses at farms across the state. He's looking for moisture and soil density.
With just some water, put it in a cup, we'll try it, and then we'll just put a little bit of the soil aggregate into the water to see if it stays together. This one's holding together pretty well.
Rolf gives the soil a score of above average. He's now looking for things crawling in the dirt.
Oh, there's a worm. All right, so we'll give it a 3 on worms, too.
That score is what soil scientists like Rolf want to see at farms across the region. Sano Farms is ahead of the times when it comes to farming that benefits the environment. But that could change once the state's Healthy Soils Initiative breaks ground. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero in Firebaugh.